We are here with century maker and Trinidad and Tobago Red Force batsman Jason Mohammed, looking back at Zone B action and Colonial Medical Insurance Super 50 between Trinidad and Tobago and the USA. Jason, firstly, congratulations on your 100. Looking back at the game, what would you say is the biggest positives for Trinidad and Tobago in the win, even though it was against the associate team USA?
Thanks, first of all, and congrats for the 100. I think the way that we batted was really well. I think that was a big positive. To get to 240 out in 30 overs was excellent performance. I think all along we had a good game, although they got to 200, but I think the conditions was very difficult with all the rain that has fallen during the day. You know, it was very difficult to grip the ball and stuff, so I think it was a good all-round performance for us yesterday.
Yeah, talking about the rain, obviously at one point it looked like they might not have play. So when the game officially started and the conditions were 30 over game, to your knowledge, was the Red Force always looking to bat first, or that was just basically an in-the-moment choice after the game was reduced?
I think, you know, when the game was supposed to start at 1:30, we won the toss and decided to bat first. Judging if we had that opportunity to toss again or make a decision when all the rain was falling for a couple of hours, obviously we'd have chosen to bowl first with Duckwood Lewis and stuff, you know, coming into play. Mm. And obviously with the dew factor and the wetness of the surface, I think we'd have updated the bowl first in a situation like that.
Mm. And talk to me about your innings, of course. During the tournament, you haven't had a chance to have a big score, and your teammates have had some very good innings in the top, like Webster, Bravo, and Solizano. So coming out to bat, especially after Bravo got out, did you personally have a goal, because it was the USA, to try to make a big score, or things just played out that way to you?
Yeah, I haven't had much of a chance yet in the tournament. There's two opportunities to bat, and obviously a 30 over game is short, and so I was out there with like 18-20 overs to go. It wasn't really a goal in mind, but you know, just try and get the team up to a good target. And you know, once I got a start, you know, I wanted to push on as deep as possible. Did not 100 in mind, but at the end, I ended up getting there.
Right. So again, even though the opponent is an opponent most people would expect Trinidad to win, you guys won fairly convincingly. Now looking ahead to remaining group games, what are some of the, after four games in total, what would you say are some of the areas the Red Force have to probably just improve on this, looking ahead to the next games and potential semifinals and stuff?
I think our batting has been good so far. I think our depth bowling has been a little bit off in terms of finish off the innings strong. I think we're going for just a little bit too much runs in the depth. So that's an area that we need to sharpen up on. And, you know, we have dropped a couple of catches in the four games that we have to play, that we have played so far. So I think, you know, our catching has to improve a little bit. And I think once we do that, we'll have a good all-round performance and, you know, go find this tournament.